Hello, On The Edge listeners. It's me, Andrew Gold. As many of you will have noticed, I've upped the output of the podcast to 2 episodes a week, which is Monday and Thursday. I've also started a newsletter, as I've been banging on about, called The Weekly Edge, where I just put a bit of what I'm thinking about that week. And sometimes it's quite deep and profound or funny, if I say so myself, or, you know, I think it's quite interesting. And what I am also doing alongside the 2 episodes is I am putting out like bite-sized little chunks every now and then. So, for example, last week I interviewed Dr. Andrew Steele about living forever just because it came up in the news. So I quickly called him and we just got away this sort of 10-minute interview, which I put out on a Saturday. So I'm putting this one out just to give you an idea of what the newsletter is like, because I sort of performed the first newsletter, which was about the Oscars. It's now a bit dated because that was now a couple of weeks ago, the slap with Chris Rock and everything. But, you know, the newsletter went down quite well, that one. I made it into a YouTube video, and now I'm making that into a bit of audio with clips from Ricky Gervais and people like that. I don't even know about the copyright, but I'm pretty sure that's okay, maybe. So I hope you enjoy this, and if you do, do sign up. It's all free on weeklyedge.substack.com. Substack is S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K, weeklyedge.substack.com. And every Monday you get a little email from me, just sort of, you know, this kind of thing, interesting rants or things about the guests that I've learned, little backstage behind the scenes stuff. This was from the second newsletter I did. It was now a week ago. And it's about Will Smith and the Oscars and movie stars. And it's a bit of a rant. So hope you enjoy. So I know the Will Smith slap last week now feels like years ago. It's already had more takes than a Michael Bay movie. Forbes published an article blaming white supremacy for this slap between 2 overpaid actors. And some say it was faked to raise awareness for alopecia. By the way, I've got a touch of that at the back of my head, but I'm not going to show you that now. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Stop all the conspiracy theories. And then some people are waiting for a reaction, an aggressive one, no doubt, from Chris Rock's brother, The. That's a joke. Here's the really interesting thing behind all of the slap stuff. How many of you knew that the Oscars were even on? So there's something bigger happening beneath the surface here. And I think it's that celebs are losing their cool. Quite literally, as Will Smith did in that slap, he's lost his cool. But also, as Jim Carrey said,
we're not the cool club anymore.
Now, for Will Smith's tearful apology when he won the Oscars, audience figures rose by 56% from the year before. But it's still the second lowest ratings of all time for the Oscars. After years of COVID, death, and war, our appetite for rewarding and further enriching the lives of the rewarded and enriched is waning. It seemed to start with Gal Gadot's reimagining of Imagine.
It's got me feeling a bit philosophical. Imagine there's no
countries, yeah. The misjudgment by celebrities who couldn't bear no longer being at the top of our agendas was jarring at a time when we were putting loved ones ahead of strangers who dress up as superheroes. It's always seemed quite strange to me that we had such reverence for movie stars. I love films. I really, really do. I'm really into my films. And I do think acting's a great skill.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
But rather than saving lives, they're saying lines on a script for Gossip Girl or The Hulk. Sean Penn even suggested he wouldn't go to the Oscars unless Zelensky be there and be paraded around. Zelensky's fighting a very real war right now. He's not auditioning for the latest Marvel film. For many, many years, celebrities have been trading off of their elusive allure and their mysterious sex appeal. But in the aftermath of Oscar slap, which sounds like a character from a Spielberg film, it was indeed Jim Carrey who best captured the mood in saying,
"We're not the cool club anymore."
Carrey echoes how many of us have been feeling for a long time about celebrities now, particularly movie stars. They're all played out. Let's forget for a moment that an Oscar is a totally arbitrary award given out by a society of creeps as a means of exerting power and granting unearned status. This is an industry that has long covered up abuse scandals, indulged in the casting couch, and employed flagrant nepotism in deciding who among us might join their club. As Ricky Gervais told actors at the Golden Globes,
"If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
So here are three ways that the internet is making celebs lose their cool. One, the democratization of ideas, of the internet. Everyone can simply stream their stuff to the world like I'm doing now, and if it's good enough, it'll climb or seep to the top. Two, social media. The internet has shown us that celebrities are human, like us. You know, they type their Twitter passwords one letter at a time, just like we do. They're no different. They're not as special as they might seem. They're not as special as they seemed to be back in the 90s when they had these agents and PR people who would just say whatever for them. Three, the omniscient and ubiquitous nature of the internet. It shines a light on the above scandals, the casting couch, and all of the other hypocrisies in Hollywood. We can't really imagine a time when we're not revering movie stars. But look at Beatlemania. When we reached peak Beatlemania decades ago, it was almost impossible to imagine that this would never happen again, that that kind of musical fandom would never quite reach that level again. And my suspicion is that our fawning over movie stars is soon to become a thing of the past too. And that slap felt like the beginning of the end. The rising of tensions among people like Will Smith and the rest of the Hollywood cabal, it does start to feel like they're slipping and sliding, and this might be the end of them. These elite Hollywood actors are losing their cool, and in their stead will rise a broader, hungrier, and more independent market of online creators who give their viewers value, time, and respect. These are micro-influencers, right? So people who've got 1 to 10,000 followers, and they're incredibly valuable to marketers because the engagement rate is far higher than that of celebrities. They're considered more niche and tight-knit and authentic than these people who wear like woke signs at Hollywood galas while people serve them wearing masks and they don't have to. It's just madness, some of the things they've been getting away with. You could become a micro-influencer tomorrow if you wanted to. We're all around you. That's not to say that we online creators aren't just as devious and psychopathic as any Hollywood actor. It's just much easier to turn us off. Just hit unsubscribe. Or, if you haven't already, hit subscribe. Thanks for listening to that. Remember to sign up on weeklyedge.substack.com. You'll be getting your little email every week on Monday. Otherwise, I'll be seeing you on Monday anyway for the episode with Francesca Spector about being alone, how to be happier alone, and something she's coined, alonement. So make sure to listen in on that one and have a lovely weekend.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.